USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
ICE is ramping up deportations as the Biden administration policy awaits a Supreme Court decision. The San Diego Union-Tribune is reporting that ICE is no longer prioritizing the deportation of illegal immigrants with a criminal history and is now arresting illegal immigrants at their scheduled check-ins. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha at the White House podium gives an update on the status of President Biden's COVID diagnosis and treatment.
It's great to see the president doing better. He's doing better because he is vaccinated, he is boosted, he's getting treatment. He is getting world-class treatment, exactly what you would expect for the president of the United States.
He says the president is sleeping and eating. The White House says Biden continues to work in isolation and that his symptoms are improving. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Two men suspected of trafficking fentanyl in the United States skipped their court appearance on Thursday.
Two accused drug traffickers from Washington State busted with 150,000 fentanyl pills during a California traffic stop last month failed to show up in court Thursday after being released on California's new soft-on-crime cashless bail. After the no-show, the judge withdrew the prior $2 million bond and directed each to be held without bond if they turn up on the system. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Investigators have again come up empty in the search for the remains of Teamster Union boss Jimmy Hoffa, who disappeared 47 years ago. The FBI announced on Thursday that a nine-month investigation debunked the deathbed confession by a man who claimed he buried Hoffa's body in a barrel under a bridge in Jersey City, New Jersey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
New York Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin was attacked while giving a speech outside Rochester, New York on Thursday. The congressman describes what the attacker said to him.
He was telling me you're done. When he lifted up his hand and he was lunging for my throat area, the first thought was to grab onto his wrist and just to hold it because there were so many people around that I would expect there to be help quickly. And that's what happened. And Allison was right in the middle of that fray. A bunch of other people came. They tackled this attacker right away.
The attacker was released without bail. New York Governor Kathy Hochul had that day tweeted that her supporters should attend Zeldin rallies. She did condemn the attack, though. The sentencing of two former Minneapolis police officers who were convicted of violating George Floyd's civil rights will be debated in federal court Friday. Lawyers for the two men are seeking a change into how the sentences are calculated. The two defendants are also awaiting trial for state charges linked to Floyd's death in May of 2020. More than $500 million is up for grabs in tonight's Mega Millions drawing. The jackpot stands at $660 million. The drawing set for just before 11 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.